Construction on the major highway between Maine and Florida began a half century ago. And the final story in our series, I-95, The Road Most Traveled, takes us another 50 years down the road. NPR's Tovia Smith reports on the highway of the future.
There's something about the highway that inspires dreams and endless possibility.
The highway will be our magic carpet to new hopes. New dream.
50 years ago, Disney offered this futuristic vision of high-speed roadways and high-tech cars.
A teletype panel shows up to the minute traffic bulletins. Our rearview mirror is actually a television picture.
In many ways, that fantastical dream has become reality.
Speed, safety, and comfort will be the keynotes of tomorrow's highways.
But in other ways, not so much, especially on a crowded interstate like I-95.
A nightmare commute north of Boston, a huge backup.
Last report, about a half-mile delay there.
An eight-mile backup.
These days, commuters fantasize about simply being able to move, and experts say the future's looking even bleaker.
We haven't seen anything yet, because things are going to get miserable.
That's transportation consultant Phil Tarnoff.
I hate to be a pessimist about this, but yeah, I think we're going to refer to 2010 as the good old days here in another 10 years.
Highway planners hope to ease congestion a bit by diverting some traffic to trains and boats. But they also take a kind of if you can't beat 'em, join 'em approach, figuring if they can't clear the crowds, they'll make cars more crowd-friendly by making them smarter.
Nice car.
Thank you. Is that fun? It's a real lead sled.
Highway expert Dan McNichol steps down into his 1951 Hudson, a 2-ton curvaceous coupe that's way more beauty than brains.
I give a little prayer of thanks when the car turns over.
Unlike GPS and computer-clad cars today, McNichol's old lady of the highway, as he calls her, has no idea if something's wrong inside and no clue where in the world she is or who else is around her.
Running?
Praise the Lord.
All right.
Future cars, however, will have way more brain power to sense trouble and help avert it. And as we zip down I-95, McNichol says that will allow even more cars to move even more quickly on even more crowded highways.
So you'll see cars flying in formation a little bit tighter. They'll be like bumper to bumper, and it'll actually be just as safe maybe as it is to drive with 4 or 5 car lengths in between each car today.
You'll also see highways become smarter. Roads will sense congestion and automatically detour traffic. On-ramps will stagger cars to help maintain flow, and tolls will become invisible but more expensive, especially at rush hour. Also, McNichol says, expect to see the private sector take over highways and divert some traffic onto new lanes that go down into tunnels and up into the sky.
In the future, those lanes might be conveyor belts carrying freight that are unmanned. They might be truck lanes. They might be high-speed rail lines. But building up is definitely the answer.
Think Shanghai, where highways can go 5 or 8 stories. But with the high cost of building those new roads, most future planning comes back to better managing the ones we've already got. Experts say about half of traffic congestion comes from accidents and breakdowns, so getting real-time information is critical.
If they don't get it cleared out of the way in 15 minutes, you've instantly got an hour backup behind that, and that triggers wild backups during the rush hours. And I think we'll...
McNichol's steering wheel suddenly jerks left and starts shaking violently. He tries to wrestle the car to the side. But 3 lanes of cars and trucks keep barreling down the road toward our crippled car.
Wow. We just had a big, big blowout. What worries me here is that we're on those travel lanes that we talked about, so let's get out of the car and we'll go to the guardrail.
McNichol waves off cars still speeding toward us, and he calls AAA to tell them where we are.
It's on the it's on the Beltway, which is in Boston here. Okay, you don't know.
It'll be nearly 45 minutes before we're towed away, leaving us plenty of time to ponder how things might be different if this were 2060 instead of 2010.
The cars of the future will be communicating with each other, getting out of each other's ways, letting other cars even further down the road know that there's trouble ahead.
The technology exists today to do that. and it's pretty cool stuff.
That's Peter Appel, who's heading up the federal government's research into electronic systems that can help drivers drive.
If you're starting to get too close to the car in front of you too quickly, it might indicate to your vehicle you need to put on the brakes right now. And yes, the systems might start to do that for you.
But even the best technology can only help so much, says George Shaner, who's head of the I-95 Corridor Coalition.
I think this vision is no guarantee that you're going to end up with smooth flowing traffic at all times of day, but it'll certainly go a long way to avoiding the nightmare that we would have if we didn't change what we're doing currently.
Indeed, for many highway drivers today, just avoiding that nightmare would be a dream come true. Tovia Smith, NPR News.